You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we're speaking with Mr. Madhu Kaneti, the founder and CEO of Ice Cream Labs, the only AI-powered platform which provides on-demand intelligent merchandising solutions for e-commerce retailers, brands, and marketplace sellers. Mr. Kaneti, thanks for joining us here today on e-commerce radio.
Really excited to be on the show, Eric. Good to meet you too.
You bet. Great to have you out. Nice to meet you as well. So for starters, provide our listeners with a brief overview of Ice Cream Labs, when the company was founded, and where you're based.
Sure. So Ice Cream Labs is, like the name says it, we're a fun and quirky company. We need to have a quirky name like Ice Cream Labs because we're a bunch of geeks working on really complex technology. So we started off in 2016 with a focus on how we can build out a AI platform, and then look at how we can go solve specific business problems around it. So we're headquartered in San Francisco. We have an office in Bangalore in India, and we have a team distributed, so we have a lot of sleepless nights.
Now, Mr. Kaneti, I understand that Ice Cream Labs recently announced Catalog IQ. Can you describe Catalog IQ and the AI-based capabilities that the platform does provide?
Sure. So the big problem we're solving with Catalog IQ is using machine learning and deep learning to score and improve the quality of product content for retailers and brands. The biggest challenge for most retailers and brands today when they think about e-commerce is really product content and product catalogs. And the reason for that is, when you think about when I walk into a store to buy something, I can actually see and touch and feel the product. So the need for a lot of product information is limited when I go to a store. But when I'm shopping online, I find products by searching it on Google or Amazon, and then I go click on multiple products and I look at a lot of product information, and then I make the purchase decision. Also, if I am shopping online and I look at a product and I think I like it, but if it's different from when I get it, if it's different from what I really thought I bought, I send it back. So these are all really the issues which are plaguing retailers and brands, because if they don't have good content, consumers can't find the product. If they don't have good content and data, consumers don't buy the product. Or even if they buy the product, they may end up sending the product back. What Catalog IQ does is it looks at the product catalogs that are out there with retailers and brands today, scores it on multiple dimensions, quickly identifying what are the gaps from a search perspective, what are the gaps from a site experience perspective, what are the inaccuracies within the data, and then using machine learning to actually fix these problems. So if, for example, if a product is categorized as, we've seen this often these days, so I'll talk about it. There's a shampoo that's categorized as a hair applicator. And if a consumer either the consumer won't find the product, won't buy the product, or will return the product, Catalog IQ can actually identify that the product is classified wrong and fix it. The other thing we can do is we can actually extract data from within the existing content. It could be an image, it could be text, and we can actually extract things like attributes that can help consumers understand the product better. And we can also generate titles and descriptions around the product, so we can create titles and descriptions that are actually illustrative for the product, And all of this is done automatically. There are no human beings involved in, and no copywriters sitting there and creating this content. The machine learning models have, we've trained it on hundreds of millions of products, so they know how to, they've seen the patterns, and they apply these patterns to create and generate new content. The, one of the coolest things that we're doing today is called our intelligent data mesh, which is basically also using machine learning to not just extract data, but really start identifying relationships within the data, and giving consumers a better way of navigating through products, identifying related products. So the data mesh will basically allow consumers to find things like what cushion would actually go with the couch I'm looking at, or what carpet would go with this lampshade. And these relationships are all being automatically created by the algorithms.
Now, with all that being said, what type of retailers will use this platform?
So when we started off at the top, and so we have three of the top 10 global retailers using the product. And now we're expanding and going after both large and mid-sized retailers and also large and mid-sized brands. I think the Catalog IQ is pretty widely applicable to anybody who's in e-commerce, because data quality and content quality is a big issue. And as they start using the product and leveraging and leveraging it to kind of improve their quality, we're providing additional metadata and additional information around the product so that they can create new experiences, shopping experiences for consumers.
Today, we're joined by Mr. Madhu Kaneti, the founder and CEO of Ice Cream Labs, here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Kaneti, what is a competitive advantage or retailers that deploy Catalog IQ?
The big three competitive advantages retailers get by deploying Catalog IQ are, first thing is the products become searchable and findable across their own site search or a marketplace or on Google. So the products actually start showing up in front of consumers. Second thing is the propensity to convert a consumer is much higher. Consumers tend to purchase products with better quality data, and we've seen increases from 200% to 25% based on the different quality metrics that we have improved. So it basically has a direct impact on sales. And the last thing is really it reduces the returns, product returns. Today, some of these retailers and brands are experiencing about 25% product returns. By deploying Catalog IQ and improving their data quality, they can actually reduce their returns. Underlying to all this is that there's another aspect, which is really we really help retailers scale their e-commerce operations. Everybody in e-commerce is really thinking about how do I get to endless aisles? How do I get to the point where I have unlimited number of products that are being offered to the consumer? Deploying Catalog IQ, a retailer or a brand can scale this and get to the endless aisle vision rapidly. Some of our customers had estimated that it would take them something like 160 years to get there if they had to do this manually, and we were able to do that in a matter of weeks or months for them.
And in your best opinion, is AI becoming a standard in the retail market? And if so, how are you challenging or disrupting the current ecosystem?
I think AI is becoming it's becoming a good competitive tool for most retailers and brands. There's a massive transformation in retail, and AI is becoming one of the biggest tools that most of the retailers are using. And it is becoming a standard across multiple functions. So we're in the merchandising space, but on the consumer side and in personalization and recommendations engines, I think AI has become is a de facto standard right now. But there are a lot of other things that we are working on with our customers where they're really pushing the boundaries around consumer experiences online and consumer experiences in the retail store too using AI. And so we see really retailers adapting AI pretty widely and really looking at how it can help them transform their business.
Well, Mr. Canetti, certainly has been great to have had you, informative, and really appreciate what you're doing in the space for specifically e-commerce retailers and brands and marketplace sellers. I'm sure they're appreciative of your service and your offerings in the market. Tell us, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
I think one of the things that I read every day is about how AI is going to come in and take away jobs. And I think there's another side to this. What AI is really doing is creating a new stream of jobs, a new stream of productivity. And it's not really taking away jobs, but it's really making human beings more productive and giving us the ability to do new things and new experiences. So that's one big thing. And I think I'm a computer science geek, so I believe I love AI, but as a pragmatic human being, I really see that the leap forward we can have using AI across multiple sectors is amazing. It could be in healthcare, where diagnosis become much better. It could be as simple as a chatbot that helps me transact with my bank much faster. But these are all things that are helping us get a lot more productive, removing the friction in, let's say, transactions and commerce, and making life a lot easier for all of us.
Well, it certainly is, and I couldn't agree more, and really good to have had you with us, Mr. Canetti, on behalf of Ice Cream Labs. Where can listeners get all the details on your services through Ice Cream Labs and also be in contact as needed?
So we're at icecreamlabs.com. We're on LinkedIn as Ice Cream Labs. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/icecreamlabs. Difficult to forget our name, so please look us up and ping us if you have any questions.
Good enough. Again, Mr. Canetti, thanks so much for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio. Certainly has been our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Madhu Canetti, the founder and CEO of Ice Cream Labs, the only AI-powered platform which provides on-demand intelligent merchandising solutions for e-commerce retailers, brands, and marketplace sellers. And for further details, visit icecreamlabs.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.